Is there a desire in you to not just attend revival, but live in revival? Welcome to the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Isaiah Saldivar. I've been in revival for the last 10 years, as well as traveling and being a part of many revivals throughout the United States. I'm going to be sharing with you how to live a radical lifestyle of revival on a daily basis. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are on day number 43. We're almost halfway of our Bible in 90 days. Very excited today. We are continuing in the book of Psalms. This is going to be like probably a week total of Psalms. I think we're on what, day three or four of doing Psalms. So it's going to be a great day once again. Thank you for being here in the live. This is a pre-recording, just so you guys know, because I'm in Georgia right now. I'm preaching tomorrow in Georgia. And so, yes, I'm not at home. But here we go. You can still follow along. You can still be in the chat, even though it's pre-recorded, because I'm preaching tomorrow in Georgia. Hope to see you guys there. And then my mom will be doing tomorrow's as well. And of course, she did yesterday. So Psalms chapter 70, verse 1. This is a psalm of David. I always say Davy. It's like the third time I've said that. A psalm of David asking God to remember him. Please, God, rescue me. Come quickly, Lord, and help me. May those who try to kill me be humiliated and put to shame. May those who take delight in my trouble be turned back in disgrace. Let them be horrified by their shame, for they said, aha, we've got him now. But may all who search for you be filled with joy and gladness in you. May those who love your salvation repeatedly shout, God is great. But as for me, I am poor and needy. Please hurry to my aid, O God. You are my helper and my savior. O Lord, do not delay. Let me just make sure that, I know a lot of these are repetitive, but let me make sure that we're on the right one. Psalm 70. Yes, we are. Okay. Let's see. May those who love your salvation repeatedly shout, God is great. But as for me, I'm poor and needy. Okay, I read that. Chapter 71. O Lord, I've come to you for protection. Do not let me be disgraced. Save me and rescue me, for you do what is right. Turn your ear to listen to me and set me free. Be my rock of safety where I can always hide. Give the order to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. My God, rescue me from the power of the wicked, from the clutches of cruel oppressors. O Lord, you alone are my hope. I've trusted you, O Lord, from childhood. Yes, you have been with me from birth. From my mother's womb, you've cared for me. No wonder I'm always praising you. My life is an example to many because you've been my strength and protection. This is why I've never stopped praising you. I declared your glory all day long, and now in my old age, don't set me aside. Don't abandon me when my strength is failing. For my enemies are whispering against me. They're plotting together to kill me. They say, God has abandoned him. Let's go and get him. For no one will help him now. Oh God, don't stay away. My God, please hurry to help me. Bring disgrace and destruction on my accusers. Humiliate and shame those who want to harm me. But I'll keep on hoping for your help. I will praise you more and more. I will tell everyone about your righteousness. All day long I'll proclaim your saving power. Though I'm not skilled with words, I will praise your mighty deeds, O sovereign Lord. I will tell everyone that you alone are just. O God, you have taught me from the earliest childhood, and I constantly tell others about the wonderful things you do. Now that I'm old and gray, do not abandon me, O God. Let me proclaim your power to this new generation, your mighty miracles to all who come after me. Your righteousness, O God, reaches to the highest heavens. You've done such wonderful things. Who can compare with you, O God? You've allowed me to suffer such much hardship, but you'll restore me to life again and lift me up from the depths of the earth. You'll restore me even to greater honor and comfort me once again. Then I will praise you with music on the harp because you are faithful to your promises, O God. I will sing praises to you with a lyre, O Holy One of Israel. I will shout for joy and sing your praises, for you have ransomed me. I will tell about your righteous deeds all day long, for everyone who tried to hurt me has been shamed and humiliated. Chapter 71, Psalm of Solomon. Give your love of justice to the king, O God, and righteousness to the king's son. Help him judge your people in the right way. Let the poor always be treated fairly. May the mountains yield prosperity for all and the hills be fruitful. Help him to defend the poor, to rescue the children of the needy, and to crush their oppressors. May they fear you as long as the sun shines, as long as the moon remains in the sky, yes, forever. May the king's rule be refreshing like spring rain on freshly cut grass, like the showers that water the earth. May all the godly flourish during his reign. May there be abundant prosperity until the moon is no more. May he reign from sea to sea and from the Euphrates River to the ends of the earth. Desert nomads will bow before him. His enemies will fall before him in the dust. The western kings of Tarshish and other distant lands will bring him tribute. The eastern kings of Sheba and Seba will bring him gifts. All kings will bow before him, and all nations will serve him. He will rescue the poor when they cry to him. He will help the oppressed who have no one to defend them. He feels pity for the weak and the needy, and he'll rescue them. He will redeem them from oppression and violence, for their lives are precious to him. Long live the king. May the gold of Sheba be given to him. May the people always pray for him and bless him all day long. May there be abundant grain throughout the land, flourishing even on the hilltops. May the fruit trees flourish like the trees of Lebanon, and may the people thrive like grass in a field. May the king's name endure forever. May it continue as long as the sun shines. May all the nations be blessed through him and bring him praise. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does such wonderful things. Praise his glorious name forever. Let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. This ends the prayers of David's son, Jesse. Book 3. All right, we're in Psalms book 3. What is our 5, I think? I'm not sure. Psalm 73. Truly God is good to Israel, to those whose hearts are pure. But as for me, I almost lost my footing. My feet were slipping and I was almost gone, for I envied the proud. When I saw them prosper despite their wickedness, they seem to live such painless lives. Their bodies are so healthy and strong. They don't have troubles like others. They're not plagued with problems like everyone else. They wear pride like a jeweled necklace and clothe themselves with cruelty. These fat calves have everything their hearts could ever wish for. They scoff and speak only evil. In their pride, they seek to crush others. They boast against the very heavens, and their words strut throughout the earth. And so the people are dismayed and confused, drinking in all their words. What does God know, they ask? Does the Most High even know what's happening? Look at these wicked people, enjoying a life of ease while their riches multiply. Did I keep my heart pure for nothing? Did I keep myself innocent for no reason? I get nothing but trouble all day long. Every morning brings me pain. If I had really spoken this way to others, I would have been a traitor to your people. So I tried to understand why the wicked prosper, but what a difficult task it is. Then I went into your sanctuary, O God, and finally I understood the destiny of the wicked. Surely you put them on a slippery path. You send them sliding over the cliff to destruction. In an instant, they are destroyed, completely swept away by terrors. When you arise, O Lord, you will laugh at their silly ideas, as a person laughs at dreams in the morning. Then I realized that my heart was bitter, and I was torn up inside. I was so foolish and ignorant, I must have seemed like a senseless animal to you. Yet I still belong to you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny. Whom have I in heaven but you? I desire you more than anything on earth. My health may fail and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever. Those who desert him will perish, for you destroyed those who abandon you. But as for me, how good it is to be near God. I've made the sovereign Lord my shelter, and I'll tell everyone about the wonderful things you do. Psalms 45. Psalm is of Asaph. Oh God, why have you rejected us so long? Why is your anger so intense against the sheep of your own pasture? Remember that we are the people you chose long ago, the tribe you redeemed as your own special possession. And remember Jerusalem, your home here on earth. Walk through awful ruins of the city. See how the enemy has destroyed your sanctuary. There your enemies shouted their victorious battle cries. They set up their battle standards. They swung their axes like woodcutters in a forest. With axes and picks, they smashed the carved paneling. They burned your sanctuary to the ground. They defiled the place that bears your name. Then they thought, let's destroy everything. So they burned down all the places where God was worshipped. We no longer see your miraculous signs. All the prophets are gone, and no one can tell us when it will end. How long, O God, will you allow our enemies to insult you? Will you let them dishonor your name forever? Why do you hold back your strong right hand? Unleash your powerful fist and destroy them. You, O God, are my king from ages past, bringing salvation to the earth. You split the sea by your strength. You smash the heads of the sea monsters. You crush the heads of Leviathan and let desert animals eat him. You cause the springs and streams to gush forth, and you dried up rivers that never run dry. Both day and night belong to you. You made the starlight and the sun. You set the boundaries of the earth, and you made both summer and winter. See how these enemies insult you, Lord. A foolish nation has dishonored your name. Don't let these wild beasts destroy your turtle doves. Don't forget your suffering people. Remember your covenant promises, for the land is full of darkness and violence. Don't let the downtrodden be humiliated again. Instead, let the poor and needy praise your name. Arise, O God, and defend your cause. Remember how these fools insult you all day long. Don't overlook what your enemies have said of their growing uproar. Psalm 75. We thank you, O God. We give thanks because you are near. People everywhere tell of your wonderful deeds. God says, at the time I have planned, I will bring justice against the wicked. When the earth quakes and its people live in turmoil, I am the one who keeps its foundations firm. I warn the proud, stop your boasting. I told the wicked, don't raise your fists. Don't raise your fists in defiance at the heavens or speak with such arrogance. For no one on earth, from east or west, or even from the wilderness, should raise a defiant fist. It is God alone who judges. He decides who will rise and who will fall. For the Lord holds a cup in his hand that is full of foaming wine mixed with spices. He pours out the wine in judgment, and all the wicked must drink it, draining it to the dregs. But as for me, I will always proclaim what the Lord God has done. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. For God says, I will break the strength of the wicked, but I will increase the power of the godly. Chapter 76. God is honored in Judah. His name is great in Israel. Jerusalem is where he lives. Mount Zion is his home. There he has broken the fiery arrows of the enemy, the shields and swords of the weapons of war. And by the way, guys, these are songs. So yeah, it might sound kind of weird reading them sometimes, like they're just one phrase. They're meant to be sang. You are glorious and more majestic than the everlasting mountains. Our boldest enemies have plundered. They lie before us in the sleep of death. No warrior can lift a hand against us. At the blast of your breath, O God of Jacob, their horses and chariots lay still. No wonder you're greatly feared. Who can stand before you when your anger explodes? From heaven you sentence your enemies, and the earth trembled and stood silent before you. You stand up to judge those who do evil, O God, and to rescue the oppressed of the earth. Human defiance only enhances your glory, for you use it as a weapon. Make vows to the Lord your God and keep them. Let everyone bring tribute to the Awesome One, for he breaks the pride of princes, and the kings of the earth fear him. Chapter 77. I cry out to God. Yes, I shout. Oh, that God would listen to me. When I was in deep trouble, I searched for the Lord. All night long, I prayed with hands lifted towards heaven, but my soul was not comforted. I think of God and I moan, overwhelmed with longing for his help. You don't let me sleep. I'm too distressed to even pray. I think of the good old days, long since ended. When my nights were filled with joyful songs, I search my soul and ponder the difference now. Has the Lord rejected me forever? Will he never again be kind to me? Is his unfailing love gone forever? Have his promise been permanently failed? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he slammed the door in his compassion? And I said, this is my fate. The Most High has turned his hand against me. But then I recall all you have done, O Lord. I remember your wonderful deeds of long ago. They are constantly in my thoughts. I cannot stop thinking about your mighty works. O God, your ways are holy. Is there any God as mighty as you? You are the God of great wonders. You demonstrate your awesome power among the nations. By your strong arm, you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. When the Red Sea saw you, O God, its waters looked and trembled. The sea quaked to its very depths. The clouds poured down rain, and thunder rumbled in the sky. Your arrows of lightning flashed. Your thunder roared from the whirlwind. The lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Your road led through the sea, your pathway through the mighty waters, a pathway no one knew was there. You led your people along that road like a flock of sheep, with Moses and Aaron as their shepherds. Chapter 78, Psalm of Asaph. O my people, listen to my instructions. Open your ears to what I'm saying, for I will speak to you in a parable. I will teach you hidden lessons from our past, stories we have heard and known, stories from our ancestors handed down to us. We will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord, about his power and his mighty wonders. For he issued his laws to Jacob. He gave his instructions to Israel. He commanded our ancestors to teach them to their children, so the next generation might know them, even the children not born yet. And they in turn will teach their own children. So each generation should set up its hope anew in God, not forgetting his glorious miracles and obeying his commands. Then they will not be like their ancestors, stubborn, rebellious, and unfaithful, refusing to give their hearts to God. The warriors of Ephraim, though armed with bows, turned their backs and fled on the day of battle. They did not keep God's covenant and refused to live by his instructions. They forgot what he has done, the great wonders he had shown them, the miracles he did for their ancestors on the plain of Zoan in the land of Egypt. For he divided the sea and led them through, making the water stand up like walls. In the daytime he led them by a cloud, and at night by a pillar of fire. He split open the rocks in the wilderness to give them water as from a gushing spring. He made streams pour from the rock, making the waters flow down like a river. Yet they keep on sinning against him, rebelling against the Most High in the desert. They stubbornly tested God in their hearts, demanding the foods they craved. They even spoke against God himself, saying, God can't give us food in the wilderness. Yet he can strike a rock so water gushes out, but he can't give his people bread and meat. When the Lord heard, he was furious. The fire of his wrath burned against Jacob, yet as his anger rose against Israel, for they did not believe God or trust him to care for them. But he commanded the skies to open. He opened the doors of heaven. He rained down manna for them to eat and gave them bread from heaven. They ate the food of angels, and God gave them all they could hold. He released the east wind in the heavens and guided the south wind with his mighty power. He rained down meat as thick as dust, birds as plentiful as the sand on the seashore. He caused the birds to fall within the camp and all around their tents. The people ate their fill. He gave them what they craved. But before they were satisfied their craving, while the meat was yet in their mouths, the anger of God rose against them, and he killed their strongest men. He struck down the finest of Israel's young men. But in spite of this, the people kept sinning. Despite his wonders, they refused to trust him. So he ended their lives in failure, their years in terror. When God began killing them, they finally sought him. They repented and took God seriously. Then they remembered that God was their rock, the God Most High, was their redeemer. But all they gave him was lip service. They lied to him with their tongues. Their hearts were not loyal to him. They did not keep his covenant. Yet he was merciful and forgave their sins and did not destroy them all. Many times he held back his anger and did not unleash his fury. For he remembered that they were merely mortal, gone like a breath of wind that never returns. Oh, how often they rebelled against him in the wilderness and grieved his heart in that dry wasteland. Again and again, they tested God's patience and provoked the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his power and how he rescued them from their enemies. They did not remember his miraculous signs in Egypt and his wonders on the plain of Zoan. For he turned their rivers into blood, so no one can drink from the streams. He sent vast swarms of flies to consume them and hordes of frogs to ruin them. He gave their crops to caterpillars. Their harvest was consumed by locusts. He destroyed their grapevines with hail and shattered their sycamore figs with sleet. He abandoned their cattle to the hail, their livestock to bolts of lightning. He loosed on them fierce anger, all his fury, rage, and hostility. He dispatched against them a band of destroying angels. He turned his anger against them and did not spare the Egyptians' lives, but ravaged with the plague. He killed the oldest son in each Egyptian family, the flower of the youth throughout the land of Egypt. But he led his people like a flock of sheep, guiding them safely through the wilderness. He kept them safe so they were not afraid, but the sea covered their enemies. He brought them to the border of the Holy Land, this land of hills he had won for them. He drove out the nations before them. He gave them their inheritance by lot, and he settled the tribes of Israel into their homes. But they kept testing him and rebelling. This is a long chapter. And rebelling against the Most High. They did not obey his laws. They turned their back and were faithless as their parents. They were as undependable as a crooked bow. They angered God by building shrines to other gods. They made him jealous with their idols. When God heard them, he was very angry, and he completely rejected Israel. Then he abandoned his dwelling at Shiloh, the tabernacle where he had lived among the people. He allowed the ark of his might to be captured. He surrendered his glory into enemy hands. He gave his people over to be butchered by the sword because he was angry with his own people, his special possession. Their young men were killed by fire. Their young women died before singing their wedding songs. Their priests were slaughtered and their widows would not mourn their deaths. Then the Lord rose up as though waking from sleep, like a warrior aroused from a drunken stupor. He routed his enemies and sent them to eternal shame. But he rejected Joseph's descendants. He did not choose the tribe of Ephraim. He chose instead the tribe of Judah and Mount Zion, which he loved. There he built his sanctuary as high as the heavens, as solid, as enduring as the earth. He chose his servant David, calling him from the sheep pens. He took David from the tending ewes and lambs and made the shepherd of Jacob's descendants, God's, his own people, Israel. I like how I take a drink of water one verse before we end the chapter at 72 verses. Could have just finished, but it's okay. He cared for them with a true heart and led them with skillful hands. Wow, that was long. Chapter 79. O God, pagan nations have conquered your land, your special possession. To mute my mic, I'm all stuffed up. They have defiled your holy temple and made Jerusalem a heap of ruins. They have left the bodies of your servants as food for the birds of heaven. The flesh of your godly ones has become the food for the wild animals. The blood has flowed like water all around Jerusalem, and no one is left to bury the dead. We are mocked by our neighbors, an object of scorn and derision to those around us. O Lord, how long will you be angry with us? Forever? How long will your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your wrath on the nations that refuse to acknowledge you, on kingdoms that do not call upon your name. For they have devoured your people of Israel, making the land a desolate wilderness. Do not hold us guilty for the sins of your ancestors. Let your compassion quickly meet our needs, for we are on the brink of despair. Help us, O God of our salvation. Help us for the glory of your name. Save us and forgive our sins for the honor of your name. Why should pagan nations be allowed to scoff, asking, where is their God? Show us your vengeance against the nations, for they have spilled the blood of your servants. Listen to the moaning of your prisoners. Demonstrate your great power by saving those who condemned to die. O Lord, pay back our neighbors seven times for the scorn they've hurled at you. Then we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will thank you forever and ever, praising your greatness from generation to generation. Chapter 80, Psalm of Asaph. Please listen, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph's descendants like a flock. O God enthroned above the cherubim, display your radiant glory to Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Show us your mighty power. Come to rescue us. Turn us again to yourself, O God. Make your face shine down upon us. Only then will we be saved. O Lord God of heaven's armies, how long will you be angry with our prayers? You have fed us with sorrow and made us drink tears by the bucketful. You've made us as the scorn of neighboring nations. Our enemies treat us as a joke. Turn us again to yourself, O God of heaven's armies. Make your face shine down upon us. Only then will we be saved. You brought us from Egypt like a grapevine. You drove away the pagan nations and transplanted us into your land. You cleared the ground for us, and we took root and filled the land. Our shade covered the mountains. Our branches covered the mighty cedars. We spread our branches west to the Mediterranean Sea. Our roots spread east to the Euphrates River. But now, why have you broken down our walls, so that all who pass by may steal our fruit? The wild boar from the forest devours it, and the wild animals feed on it. Come back, we beg you, O God of heaven's armies. Look down from heaven and see our plight. Take care of his grapevine that you yourselves have planted. The sun you have raised for yourself, for we are chopped up and burned by our enemies. May they perish at the sight of your frown. Strengthen the man you love, the son of your choice. Then we will never abandon you again. Revive us so we can call on your name once more. Turn us again to yourself, O Lord God of heaven's armies. Make your face shine down upon us. Only then we will be saved. Chapter 81. Sing praises to God, our strength. Sing praises to God of Jacob. Sing, beat the tambourine. Play the sweet lyre and the harp. Blow the ram's horn at the new moon, and again the moon call to a moon, again at full moon to call a festival. I don't know why I couldn't read that. Tongue twisted there. For this is required by the decrees of Israel. It is the regulation of the God of Jacob. He made it law for Israel when he attacked Egypt to set us free. I heard an unknown voice say, now I will take the load from your shoulders. I will free your hands from the heavy tasks. You cried to me in trouble, and I saved you. I answered out of the thundercloud and tested your faith when there was no water at Meribah. Listen to me, O my people, while I give you stern warnings. O Israel, if you would only listen to me, you must never have a foreign god. You must not bow down before a false god. For it is I, the Lord your God, who rescued you from the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I'll fit it with good things. But no, my people wouldn't listen. Israel did not want me around. So I'll let them follow their own stubborn desires, living according to their own ideas. Oh, that my people would listen to me. Oh, that Israel would follow me, walking in my paths. How quickly I would then subdue their enemies. How soon my hands would be upon their foes. So those who hate the Lord would cringe before him. They would be doomed forever. But I would feed you with the finest wheat. I would satisfy you with wild honey from the rock. Chapter 82. God presides over heaven's court. He pronounces judgment on the heavenly beings. How long will you hand unjust decisions by favoring the wicked? Give justice to the poor and the orphans. Uphold the righteous and the oppressed and the destitute. Rescue the poor and helpless and deliver them from the grasp of evil people. But these oppressors know nothing. They're so ignorant. They wander about in darkness while the whole world is shaken to the core. I say, you are gods. You are children of the Most High. But you will die like mere mortals and fall like every other ruler. Rise up, O God, and judge the earth, for all nations belong to you. Chapter 83. O God, do not be silent. Do not be deaf. Do not be quiet, O God. Don't you hear the uproar of your enemies? Don't you see that your arrogant enemies are rising up? They deserve crafty schemes against your people. They conspire against your precious ones. Come, they say, let us wipe out Israel as a nation. We will destroy the very memory of its existence. Yes, this was their unanimous decision. They signed a treaty as allies against you. These Edomites and Ishmaelites, Moabites and Hagrites, Gebelites, Ammonites and Amalekites, and the people from Philistia and Tyre. Assyria has joined them too, and is allied with the descendants of Lot. Do to them as you did to the Midianites, as you did to Sisera and Jabin at the Kishon River. They were destroyed at Ender, and their decaying corpses fertilized the soil. Let their mighty nobles die as Oreb and Zeb did. Let all their princes die like Zeba and Zalmunna. For they said, let us seize for our own and use these pasture lands of God. Oh my God, scatter them like tumbleweed, like chaff before the wind. As fire burns a forest and as a flame sets mountains ablaze, chase them with your fierce storm. Terrify them with your tempest. Utterly disgrace them until they submit to your name, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and terrified forever. Let them die in disgrace when they learn that you alone are called the Lord, that you alone are the Most High, supreme over all the earth. Chapter 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of heaven's armies. I long, yes, I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord. With my whole being, body, and soul, I will shout joyfully to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow builds her nest and raises her young at a place near your altar. O Lord of heaven's armies, my King, my God, what a joy of those who can live in your house, always singing your praises. What joy for those whose strength comes from the Lord, who set their minds on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. When they walk through the valley of weeping, it'll become a place of refreshing springs. The autumn rains will clothe it with blessings. They will continue to grow stronger, and each of them will appear before God in Jerusalem. O Lord, God of heaven's armies, hear my prayer. Listen, O God of Jacob. O God, look with favor upon the king, our shield. Show favor to the one you've anointed. A single day in your courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I would rather be a gatekeeper in the house of my God than live the good life in the homes of the wicked. For the Lord God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right. O Lord of heaven's armies, what joy for those who trust in you. Chapter 85. Lord, you have poured out blessing on your land. You restored the fortunes of Israel. You forgave the guilt of your people. Yes, you covered all their sins. You held back their fury. You kept back your blazing anger. Now restore us again, O God of our salvation. Put aside your anger against us once more. Will you be angry with us always? Will you prolong your wrath to all generations? Won't you revive us again so your people can rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. I listen carefully what the Lord God is saying, for he speaks peace to his faithful people. But let them not return their foolish ways. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, so our land will be filled with his glory. Unfailing love and truth met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed. Truth springs up from the earth, and righteousness smiles down from heaven. Yes, the Lord pours down his blessings. Our land will yield its bountiful harvest. Righteousness goes as a herald before him, preparing the way for his steps. Chapter 86, A Prayer of David. Bend down, O Lord, and hear my prayer. Answer me, for I need help. Protect me, for I am devoted to you. Save me, for I serve you and trust you. You are my God. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I'm calling on you constantly. Give me happiness, O Lord, for I give myself to you. O Lord, you're so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask for help. Listen closely to my prayer, O Lord. Hear my urgent cry. I will call to you whenever I'm in trouble, and you'll answer me. No pagan God is like you, O Lord. No one can do what you do. All the nations you made will come and bow before you, Lord. They will praise your holy name. For you are great and perform wonderful deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. Grant me purity of heart, that I may honor you. With all my heart, I will praise you, O Lord my God. I will give glory to your name forever. For your love for me is very great. You've rescued me from the depths of death. O God, insolent people rise against me. A violent gang is trying to kill me. You mean nothing to them. But you, O Lord, are a God of compassion and mercy, slow to anger, and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness. Look down and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servants. Save me, the son of your servant. Send me a sign of your favor. Then those who hate me will be put to shame for you, O Lord. Help and comfort me. Psalms 87. On the holy mountain stands a city founded by the Lord. He loves the city Jerusalem more than any other city in Israel. O city of God, what glorious things are said of you. I will count Egypt and Babylon among those who know me, and Philistia and Tyre and even distant Ethiopia. They have all become citizens of Jerusalem. Regarding Jerusalem, it'll be said, everyone enjoys the rights of citizenship there, and the Most High will personally bless the city. When the Lord registers the nations, he will say they've all become citizens of Jerusalem. The people will play flutes and sing, the source of my life springs from Jerusalem. Chapter 88. O Lord, God of my salvation, I cry out to you by day, I come to you at night. Now hear my prayer. Listen to my cry, for my life is full of troubles and death draws near. I'm as good as dead, like a strong man with no strength left. They have left me among the dead, and I lie like a corpse in the grave. I'm forgotten, cut off from your care. You've thrown me in the lowest pit, into the darkest depths. Your anger weighs me down. With wave after wave, you engulf me. You've driven my friends away by making me repulsive to them. I'm in a trap with no way of escape. My eyes are blinded by my tears, and each day I beg for help, O Lord. I lift my hands to you for mercy. Are your wonderful deeds any use to the dead? Do the dead rise up to praise you? Can those in the grave declare your unfailing love? Can they proclaim your faithfulness in the place of destruction? Can the darkness speak of your wonderful deeds? Can anyone in the land of forgetfulness talk about your righteousness? O Lord, I cry out to you. I will keep on pleading day by day. O Lord, why do you reject me? Why do you turn your face from me? I've been sick and close to death since my youth. I stand helpless and desperate before your terrors. Your fierce anger has overwhelmed me. Your terrors have paralyzed me. They swirl around me like floodwaters all day long. They've engulfed me completely. They've taken away my companions and loved ones. Darkness is my closest friend. Chapter 89. I will sing of the Lord's unfailing love forever. Young and old will hear of your faithfulness. Your unfailing love will last forever. Your faithfulness is enduring as the heavens. The Lord said, I've made a covenant with David, my chosen servant. I've sworn this oath to him. I will establish your descendants as kings forever. They will sit on your throne from now until eternity. All heaven will praise your great wonders. Lord, myriads of angels will praise you for your faithfulness. For who in all of heaven can compare with the Lord? What mightiest angel is anything like the Lord? The highest angelic powers stand in awe of God. He is far more awesome than anything that surrounds his throne. O Lord God of heaven's armies, where is anyone as mighty as you, O Lord? You are entirely faithful. You rule the oceans. You subdue your storm-tossed waves. You crushed the great sea monster. You scattered your enemies with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours and the earth is yours. Everything in the world is yours. You created it all. You created north and south. Mount Tabor and Mount Hermon praise your name. Powerful is your arm, strong is your hand. Your right hand is lifted high in glorious strength. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of your throne. Unfailing love and truth walk before you as attendants. Happy are those who hear the joyful call to worship. They will walk in the light of your presence, Lord. They rejoice all day long in your wonderful reputation. They exult in your righteousness. You are their glorious strength. It pleases you to make us strong. Yes, our protection comes from the Lord. He, the Holy One of Israel, has given us our King. Long ago, you spoke in a vision to your faithful people. You said, I've raised up a warrior. I've selected him, the common people, to be king. I found my servant David. I've anointed him with my holy oil. I will steadily help him with my hand. I will steady him. I don't know where I got the word help there. With my powerful arm, I will make him strong. His enemies will not defeat him, nor will the wicked overpower him. I will beat down his adversaries before him and destroy those who hate him. My faithfulness and unfailing love will be with him, and by my authority he will grow in power. I will extend his rule over the sea, his dominion over the rivers, and he'll call out to me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. I will make him my firstborn son, the mightiest king on earth. Excuse me. I will love him and be kind to him forever. My covenant with him will never end. I'll preserve him and heir for him. His throne will be as endless as the days of heaven. But if his descendants forsake my instructions and fail to obey my regulations, if they do not obey my decrees and fail to keep my commands, then I will punish their sin with the rod and their disobedience with beating. But I will never stop loving him, nor fail to keep my promise to him. No, I will not break my covenant. I will not take back a single word I said to him. I have sworn an oath to David, and in my holiness I cannot lie. His dynasty will go on forever. His kingdom will endure as the sun. I will be as eternal as the moon, my faithful witness in the sky. But now you've rejected him and cast him off. You are angry with your anointed king. You've renounced your covenant with him. You have thrown his crown on the dust. You've broken down the walls protecting him and ruined every fort defending him. Everyone who comes along has robbed him, and he's become a joke to his neighbors. You have strengthened him. You have strengthened his enemies and made them all rejoice. You have made his sword useless and refused to help him in battle. You've endured his splendor and overturned his throne. You have made him old before his time and publicly disgraced him. O Lord, how long will this go on? Will you hide forever? How long will your anger burn like fire? Remember how short my life is, how empty and futile the human existence. No one can live forever and all will die. No one can escape the power of the grave. Lord, where is your unfailing love? You promised it to David with a faithful pledge. Consider, Lord, how your servants are disgraced. I carry in my heart the insults of so many people. Your enemies have mocked me, O Lord. They mock your anointed king wherever he goes. Praise the Lord forever. Amen and amen. All right, guys, that is it for today. We are on book four. I cannot believe we're this far. We're on book four. Can you guys believe it? Type something in the chat. I'm preaching tomorrow in Georgia. Yeah, Georgia. Mind. North Georgia. So please be praying for me. If you want to go to that, it's going to be at Christ Fellowship Church. You can go to my website, isaiahsalivar.com/schedule, to be a part of that. And I'm going to be there 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Prayer starts an hour early, so 5 p.m. and 9 a.m., so show up early. I really appreciate every single one of you being here. I also want to shout out Kathy Macias. Thank you, Kathy, for watching the videos every single day. I really appreciate you, and I'm praying for your healing and just your breakthrough. So Kathy Macias, shout out to you. Hope to be able to meet you soon. But I just want to say bless you all. I love you all. Salute to you. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. If you like what you heard, go to www.isaiahsaldivar.com for more content. And please follow me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram @Isaiah Saldivar. See you next week.